We've gone from deliverance, which encompasses us getting us out of a tough time we find ourselves in. We've gone from that to protection, which is keeping us away from trouble. Even when trouble breaks down, we can find the strength to just hang in there, believing that a win with God is one play away. But this week, we're going to deal with healing. And it's the process of making something sound or healthy. Again, let the church say healing. We need healing when we are sick or under the weather, but we also need healing when we experience loss of a loved one. Healing when we're going through a divorce or separation. Healing when we experience job loss. Healing when we're coming out of abuse, whether emotional, physical, or sexual. And as we enter this text, Christ is in the middle of a teaching exposition. He finds time to heal a man who is in the middle of a hard time. And Jesus is showing us that healing is available, but what are we going to do about it? He's saying that even when we desire to be healed, things can get ugly. Yeah. And finally, after God has healed me, watch me shine. But our first part today is, since it's hard out here, and that's the topic for today, since it's hard out here, what are you going to do? Since it's hard out here, what are you going to do? The blind man has a name. His name is Bartimaeus. Yeah. His name means son of Timaeus, and Timaeus means highly prized. So Bartimaeus means son of the highly prized. But it also means foul or defiled, polluted or unclean. So which is it, preacher? Both. He is the son of Timaeus. He is son of the highly prized. But in his current status, he is defiled. He may have been polluted. He may have resided in a place that is unsanitary. And even though his name and his current reality have not lined up, he is still doing something while he is waiting for his life to turn around. What are you going to do when it gets rough out here? Blindness is his current state, but even in his blindness, he wasn't too proud to beg. Even in his blindness, he wasn't too proud not to open his mouth to ask whoever was passing by to help him and bless him. In other words, I'm not letting my current state stop me from calling on God. Others leading up to this text, even in this text, were dealing with a form of blindness, but only Bartimaeus was doing something about it. The rich ruler prior to this text had everything lined up, but he was blinded by his sense of self-entitlement. The Pharisees in the text were blinded by religion and didn't desire a real relationship with Jesus. The disciples were blinded because they shooed away children that were trying to get to Jesus based on their socioeconomic status, and they treated Jesus like he was behind the red rope at the club. We know what it's like to know what our name is in God, know what our destiny should be, yet we're not where we think we should be, and the healing of our hearts or our dreams hasn't happened yet. In fact, if we're honest, in the tavern, all of us are dealing with some form of blindness.
Yes, we are.
Some of us are blind to our next step. Some of us are blind to the peace that we thought was promised. Some of us are blind to the pain being gone. Some of us are blind to the square footage or the relationship that you desire. You know you're destined for more. It hasn't occurred yet. You can't see your way, and the situation is rough, and you want to be healed from the lack of direction and vision. But like Bartimaeus, just because it's difficult to see right now, that shouldn't stop us from calling on the one who can strengthen us and heal us as our vision will get better. Yeah. In other words, what are you going to do? The word says in Jeremiah 30:17, "For I will restore health to you. When your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord." So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust you, God, and I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until I get healed. I'm going to do what I can until you can restore me. Psalm 34:1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will be on my lips." In other words, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to let my situation stifle my articulation to God in my time of need. I'm going to wait and worship. I'm going to work and worship. I'm going to pray and worship. I'm going to praise and worship. I'm going to do whatever I can, God, to get where you want me to be, because God, your voice, your love, your presence is the only thing that can encourage me. If you believe that, give God some praise this morning. Do you know the most resilient beings on the planet? Babies. Babies are resilient. Because somebody said, because babies will cry until they get an answer. Even if they pass out crying, they will cry until they get... It's almost if these little human beings that I love, because I had two of them, they know that you're nearby. I don't care if you're not in the room. I don't care if you're downstairs. I don't care if you're having a mommy moment. I don't care if you're having a daddy moment. A baby is so resilient that they will continue to press the issue until you come to see about them. Listen, if I'm hungry, I'm crying until you feed me. If I'm soiled, I'm crying until you change my diaper. If I need to be entertained at a certain age, I'm going to cry until you make me laugh, Dad, because that's your job. I'm your child, and I'm causing somebody going to get it in a second. Some of us need to be resilient like a baby. God, until you show up, I'm going to keep crying. God, until you change it, I'm going to keep praising. God, until it fixes, I'm going to keep calling on your name. I know I'm getting tired of it, but this is what I'm going to do because it's rough. I'm going to keep crying out to God. But why beg? Why work? Why do anything of your Bartimaeus? Healing hasn't happened. Christ hasn't shown up. And in fact, before Christ shows up, he's already begging, and Christ isn't even on the horizon. Wow. And this speaks to our demeanor, our ethos, our disposition as we're waiting for healing to happen. Do you know, Pastor B, there are other options Bartimaeus could have had while he was on the road? He could have slept instead of begging. He could have become angry and turned this situation inward so that he became toxic. And instead of asking for help, he could have blamed everybody else for his condition and cursed the people that passed by. He's begging to self-sustain, believing that there's some place where I can be restored to what my namesake is. In other words, God shows us a vision. We believe that things can get better. We know who we are in God and believe that God's going to turn things around. But sometimes the vision or the healing doesn't happen tomorrow. And before the promise takes shape, sometimes we get upset at God with where we are, and we stop being productive in our current state. I know God has given you the vision for leadership, but don't curse the fact that he called you to serve right now. Learn the lesson while you're serving. God can use it for later. I know God gave you the vision for a relationship, but you're single right now, but don't frown on your alone time. Use this time to get closer to God. Learn what you like. Learn what you don't like so that when you get into relationship, you don't need them to complete you. Because the new creature you are in God has already made you whole. Use your time for singleness because God can use it later. I know God has you in a vision for fitting into that outfit. Ooh, I got to run out of here today. And you're still not, but don't get mad and eat more. Use the now time, use the meantime to eat better and to exercise and to sleep the 8 hours and love the skin that you're in so that you're healthier. So when the changes come, you don't go back to a yo-yo existence of gain and losses. Learn from the state you're in so God can use it for the better. I know the vision has you healing from being hurt emotionally or a friend of yours getting off the bed of affliction, but don't spend your time shaking your fist at God or beating yourself up because God is still a healer in this life or the next. If you believe that, give God some praise. Begging gave Bartimaeus the skills to get where he needed to be later. Begging set him up to have the vocal strength to call on Christ later. Begging gave him the auditory senses to be able to hear the voice of God later. So even though you don't like your now, God can still use your now for a benefit. Oh, I know it's quiet in here because we don't like now time. Now we want the promise tomorrow. We want the promise the next day. But maybe what God is doing is preparing you and maturing you on the side of the road so when the door opens, you can run through it because you've been productive in your wait season. Are there any productive people in the house today that will use this season to the glory of God? Yeah. But then turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's about to get ugly. Now turn to another one, the one that you thought was a little bit more attractive. Turn to that one. Oh boy. Say, neighbor, it's about to get ugly. So there's a crowd of people passing. It's large enough that the crowd piques the interest of the man. And maybe this is the time the man is saying, maybe this is time to ask for some money. Maybe it's time for me to break out into a song and a dance to get something. But just to be short, let me ask what's going on. He asked, and the reply is, Jesus of Nazareth. Then the lights come on in the man's head. The man said, this is what I've been waiting for. This is a chance to change my entire life. I've been sitting. I've been begging. I know he cured and healed people before. This is a chance to change anything. Side note, when Jesus stops by, don't waste time, no matter who is around. But remember, it's about to get ugly. You would think that because Jesus is passing by and after all the miracles that he has done, that everyone would want everyone else to be healed. You would think that with all that Christ was doing, let's bring the least of these so they can get better. You would think that crying out to Christ by Bartimaeus saying, son of David, using the connection of Jew to Jew or son of Israel to son of the living God would be celebrated. He's been through so much, but you would think, but not so, because ugly just showed up. Ugly rebukes Bartimaeus. Ugly told Bartimaeus to pipe down. Ugly told Bartimaeus to be quiet. What does ugly look like in 2024? Ugly says you should get over the past abuse. Ugly says forgive them and allow them back in the same space without changing behavior. Ugly says stop crying out, God isn't going to hear you. Ugly says dismiss the hurt caused by loved ones because no one is perfect and bury your tears even though your need for wholeness is deeper than any cut or bruise. Ugly says stay in your place. Ugly says you shouldn't eat at this table of opportunity. Ugly says the feast of the Lord is here but you ain't invited. So don't open your mouth, don't say a word. In fact, we rebuke you. Stay down where you are. I wish I could tell you that ugly changes, or ugly leaves, or ugly dissipates as time marches on in your life. But here's some wisdom. Ugly will always be present. The question is not whether it's about to get ugly, or whether it has been ugly, or whether it will be ugly. The question is, in the reality of ugly, what are you going to do in spite of it? This man, after he was rebuked, after he was told to shut up, this man shouted even more, Son of David, have mercy on me. This man would not sit still. This man would not yield. This man would not surrender. This man said, it doesn't matter what you're saying to me. I'm already down anyway. So since I'm here, I am not going to stop until I get God's attention. If that's you, why don't you give God a praise in this house? Jeremiah puts it like this. It's like fire shut up in my bone. Let the church say, ugly can't stop me. Philippians 3:14 says, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Let the church say, ugly can't stop me. It ain't about the ugly, it's about me. It ain't about the ugly, it's about you. How much will we press to do God's will? How much will we press to be obedient to God's way? How much will we press to get what God has for us? In fact, don't worry about the uglies because the uglies are a confirmation that you're close to the beauty that Jesus has for you. When Bartimaeus cries out, if nobody stops him, perhaps he says, maybe this ain't the man I was looking for. But because there was resistance, he keeps pressing, knowing that my better day is right around the corner. Ooh, so when you are praying and loving on your loved one and things start to get crazy, don't stop praising and keep pushing. Listen, on your job, when you know you're set up for that promotion and your coworkers start to get kind of green with envy, don't get mad at them. Keep praising and keep pushing. When you're in your friend circle, when you're in your life, and you know the turnaround is coming, but things start to get crazy, don't stop praising, keep pushing. Turn to your neighbor and give him a high five. Say, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. Only ugly is only for a night, but the word says that the joy of beauty of God will show up in the morning. If you believe that, give God some praise. It's about to get ugly, but good, because I'm going to press. It's about to get ugly, but good, because I'm going to call on God some more. It's about to get ugly, but ugly ain't going to stop me from getting to the beauty of my blessing. And I'm about to take my seed. So we talked about, it's hard out here, but what are you going to do? We talked about it's hard out here, but it's about to get ugly. But finally, it's hard out here, so watch me shine. Man, that's an old reference. Watch me shine. Jesus talks to the man and says, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus, I'm blind. Jesus, I'm begging. Jesus, I'm the lowest here on the social economic realm of Israel. Christ is saying at that moment, exactly. I know it's hard out here. I know it's rough out here. I know it can be unbearable out here, but since you have my attention and you have all these things going on in your life, what do you want me to do for you? I can give you money, but that's not going to solve your issue. I can give you upward mobility, but that won't solve your issue. That's why when we pray, we have to be clear on why we're coming to God and what we want God to do for us. So the man says, I want to see. Because if I see, I can work. If I see, I can make connections to get out of here. If I see, then I can help somebody else. If I can see that I can move things that are hindrances in somebody else's life. And Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Let me help somebody out this morning. Your faith is your key to your destiny. Your faith is your key to the turnaround. When you come to Christ, make sure you know what you're asking. Don't ask for the frivolous stuff. Ask for the things that you know only God can do, so then you can make the next steps for yourself. Your life. When I go to get my car fixed and I know I got engine troubles, what sense does it make to ask them to fix my windshield wiper?
No sense.
The car's not working. What do you want me to do? Listen, my blinker is having some problems. The car's not working. What do you want me to do? I need some more antifreeze. The car's not working, but sir, we see that you have an engine problem. I know all that, but can you work on something on the periphery for me, please? Something that makes me look good on the outside. So when I drive out of here, if I can drive, at least the windshield wipers work. at least I got some fluid. Listen, can you give me an air freshener as well? Because even though my car can't move, I want somebody who comes to sit on the inside of the car to smell good. That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Some of us go to God with those same kind of asks. You know you're blind in the area, but you're asking for everything else around it because maybe you're afraid to ask for the real thing because you don't think God will answer you about the real thing. But trust and believe God will answer and provide according to his riches and glory. And whatever God deposits in you, it can take you from one degree of grace to the next. Now, are there some witnesses in the house this morning that has this testimony? I stopped playing with God and I asked him specifically what I needed, and I'm a living testimony that he answered me according to what I asked and what I needed. I did the rest of the work, and I am standing as a walking miracle. Watch me shine. Are there any shiners in this service this morning? Shining because he did it, shining because he changed, shining because he turned your darkness into day. If you believe that, give God some praise. And as Antoine begins to play, and as I take my seat, I'll just close out with this. Just simple. I normally don't do this, but the old Baptist preacher in me goes back to Jesus if I wrap this thing up and I talk about how hard it was out there for Christ. Born in a manger, it was hard out there.
Yeah.
And dealing with a man that wasn't his earthly father, but managing his destiny. And his mother and his brothers and sisters, it was hard out there. It was definitely hard out there going through the process of fasting for 40 days and 40 nights and being tempted with the things he needed the most. It was hard out there, but he kept going. But then ugly showed up. Ugly showed up when he tried to stone him before it was time for him to go. Ugly showed up when friends and loved ones didn't understand the calling on his life. Ugly showed up when he was beaten and he was taken to the cross. But then watch me shine. Shining looks like forgiving a thief that's standing next to me. Shining looks like making sure my mother is taken care of and sending him with another disciple. Shining looks like going in the grave and coming out on the third day with all power in my hands, taking the sins on and taking them away. And if Jesus can deal with it being hard out here and it being ugly and coming back to shine, then so can we? The miracle of healing is available. It's not always physical. Sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes it's situational. We have to, one, think about what we're doing while we're waiting for God to show up and change things in our lives. Don't be stagnant. Don't spend that time cursing the darkness or blaming others for the situation. Then just because you're pressing doesn't mean everybody's going to be happy about the change that's going to show up. If I have to wait for other people to cheer me on, I'm never going to get where God wants me to be. They showed up to rebuke him, and because it started to get ugly, he started to cry out even more. Some of us, when life gets ugly, we start to get really, really quiet. And we don't let him work because we're upset about the situation. And then finally, I'm so glad to see all of you and hear the stories and see how God is shining in your life. Many of you have already had ugly seasons, and you are walking testimony and miracles of how God can turn everybody's life around. So this morning, as we stand to our feet and we look to close out, as we talk about when pigs fly, healing is available. This change in your life is what God has for you. You have to believe it. You have to operate in it. You have to walk in it.